We now welcome in the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Everybody is well. Another good day for the Dukes on Saturday, improving to 2-0 with a 43-20 win over Delaware. Give me your breakdown of that victory.
Well, obviously it was a big win for our program and a very good Delaware team. Impressive looking on the hoof. And Coach Brock's done a great job with them, and so to get a win like that at home in front of a huge crowd, I think third largest crowd in JMU history, was there to see the game, over 25,000 in attendance Saturday. So to be able to play at the level we did and get a win like that against a quality opponent in CAA play was obviously a big weekend for us.
Delaware's defense is built a reputation as being one of the better ones in the league, and you guys certainly have put up huge numbers all year offensively, but to put 607 yards up against their defense, how good was your execution on Saturday?
I thought it was real good. I mean, I thought our offensive line, we really challenged them because, you know, of how physical Delaware is. Defensively, we challenged our offensive line last week that we had to match their physicality and kind of come out and set the tone. I thought they did that and gave, you know, Khalid and Carden some running room. And then I think Brian Shore played outstanding, you know, both running the ball and throwing the ball. And certainly when you get a quarterback that can extend plays scrambling around or, you know, with a quarterback run stuff, we've got to account for all that. It adds another wrinkle that people have to defend.
Got a bunch of questions for you in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Harrisonburg.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Congratulations on the win. Let's talk about the tempo you used, especially after about the second series on.
Right.
Had you planned on ramping it up? I know you've worked on different levels of your tempo, but could you tell it was beginning to wear them down a bit? Is that kind of how the game plan shifted, or was that the plan all along?
Yeah, I thought after the first quarter it did, and yeah, it was kind of our plan coming in. Coach Kirkpatrick wanted to try to change the tempo up, and you know, try to keep some of the D linemen on the field for a little bit longer periods of time to try to get them, you know, a little fatigued. We thought that was important with as big and physical as the front is at Delaware. We tried to just tried to get them to where they weren't quite as fresh, and I thought we were fairly effective at doing that.
And if you don't mind, just talk about the relationship Brian is developing with everyone on the offense, the way he keeps the plays alive, and they continue to try to find ways to get open because he made some pretty miraculous plays on Saturday. Thanks for your time.
Well, I think the big thing for Brian is just he has a very calm presence in the pocket. And he's very comfortable. He's comfortable being the leader out there. And I think certainly, like you said, you know, he's able to extend plays, and then our receivers do a good job with executing, you know, the scramble drill effectively in ball game, which led to the touchdown with Terrence. It led to the big play down the field with Terrence. It led to a couple of passes to Rashard Davis. So I think the whole unit playing together. I think Brian has a great command over everything there that we're doing on offense. I think he's very comfortable being the guy.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. In the game Saturday, I noticed that Dimitri Holloway had limped off the field with an injury. I don't think he came back in. Is he? How's he doing? And do you think he'll be able to practice this week and maybe play Saturday?
Yeah, I'd expect him back Saturday. You know, we probably could have put him back in there this past Saturday, but with Brandon, playing the way he's playing right now, you know, we didn't really think that there was a need to.
Yeah, I was going to say with Brandon playing so well, is he kind of creating a good problem for you guys in a sense that he might be able to start if it weren't for Gage being a veteran and Dimitri playing well also?
Well, I mean, I talked to Brandon last week, and I told him, I said, we view it as we have three starters at inside backer right now, and that's a good problem to have, you know, where, you know, you can have a three-man rotation to where, you know, always have two fresh guys in there, and if you ever have a situation like that where somebody gets a little dinged up that you don't have a huge drop-off, with the next man coming in. So, and I think certainly Brandon's flexibility to be able to play the Mike or the Will is really the key to it.
And then just with William and Mary, I was kind of wondering, what do you see as kind of the difference? I know they lost their running back, Funderburk. I know they replaced him with Anderson, the starter. What do you see as kind of the difference there between the two backs and how they run the ball?
Well, I think the big thing, you know, 23 just really stands out as being, you know, one of the elite running backs, you know, in the league. And I think that, you know, he's definitely going to be somebody that we're going to be challenged with on Saturday. He's a strong runner between the tackles. He has good speed, you know, has the ability to make you miss. And I think certainly playing behind a very experienced offensive line, you know, with three returning all CAA players up front, you know, we're going to be challenged there on Saturday. And then, you know, you don't have a tremendous drop-off when you see 26 or 4. You know, I think that, you know, both of those guys come in and they give you, you know, a good quality player that, you know, where you don't have a tremendous drop-off.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Mike, you've had some experience now at Bridgeforth Stadium. Where does that environment, atmosphere rank in your travels around FCS and then even some FBS places you've been?
Well, I think that, you know, we're fortunate to have what I think is one of the, I would think one of the top home environments in all of FCS. And I would think that it probably rivals the vast majority of mid-majors at the FBS level. I mean, you know, obviously Delaware, a quality team, a big matchup in the CAA. You know, certainly that's a game a lot of people want to see. But you know, to have over 25,000 fans at the game Saturday, you know, the first sellout I've been a part of at Bridgeforth Stadium. You know, it was really just a great day for JMU football and a quality environment for both us and Delaware to play in.
You identified before the season the ability to mesh, get all the new coaches and players together. I wonder how that's going so far for you.
Well, I'd say we're probably going about as good as you could expect, you know, which, you know, anytime you can start off and have some success, that certainly helps cultivate that trust in one another. And that's really the thing, is getting everybody on the same page, getting everybody where they trust each other. But I think, you know, the key to it is, number one, the acceptance that the kids have had with our staff, and I think number two, just the experience that I have with our staff. You know, I don't have a bunch of rookies out there coaching the kids. You know, I've got guys that are for the most part seasoned veterans, and they conduct themselves very professionally and know how to relate to kids. And so I think the combination of those two things has really led to the you know, the continuity being as good as it has been.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of Sam Farrell with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. What makes Khalid and Corden so effective as a tandem?
Well, I mean, both of them are obviously gifted athletes. You know, they have a certain amount of God-given ability that they were blessed with. I think there's a couple things. I think, one, I think that their unselfishness with each other, I think, is very, very important, and I would never underestimate that, because, you know, they both pull for each other, and they both, you know, trust each other to block for the other when they're in the game together, which, you know, they were several times there Saturday. And I think that their toughness is another thing that can't be underestimated. You know, they both obviously have the speed and the ability to make people miss and to run away from people, but at the same time they've got the ability to run, you know, very effectively between the tackles and to break tackles, and then probably just, you know, the fact that their work ethic, you know, on a daily basis. They both are high character kids that come to work every day. They're going to push themselves. They're fairly self-motivated. And, you know, they're leaders by example on our team. So I think, you know, when you have two guys that have all of those qualities right there, then, you know, the results are what you see on the field on Saturday.
Obviously, they get a lot of attention as for the yardage and the rushing that they're able to get every game. But how much of your offensive – you got to have an offensive line and something like that, too. How much have they played a part in this, and how good have they been so far?
Well, I mean, everything that we're doing offensively starts with our front. You know, our ability to protect Brian obviously hinges upon that, and our ability to run the football hinges upon that. So I think we're blessed with a group that's worked very, very hard since I've gotten here to, you know, and the thing, they had a lot of success last year. And so we come in and we say, well, we're going to adjust things, and we're going to do things a little bit different. You know, they embrace that, and then they've worked very, very hard to develop themselves into a unit that I think most people would consider one of the top units in the league.
Thank you.
Mike, you touched on how good Brian Shore's performance was and really has been all season. I think the thing that certainly jumps out to me is that completion percentage up around 70% and in a new offense with a new system. How impressed are you with how he's adjusted to that new system, and how much has he grown from spring when you got there to now?
Well, I think that you know, it's probably one of the biggest keys to the success we've had on offense is his development, and you know, he's been extremely accurate with the football, and he's a very intelligent player that knows our offense very well, even though it's his first year in it. So he's able to make sure that we're in the right plays, that you know, he knows what the reads are. He does a good job managing the individuals on the offensive side of the football. You know, being able to, you know, communicate with them appropriately at various times. And then, I just think that you know, you look at him in the spring versus now, and really it's almost night and day. And I think that that's attributed to, you know, his work ethic and his drive and his competitiveness, you know, to take the opportunity he had in front of him and to really seize it and take off with it.
And before I let you go, you had touched earlier in your comments about Terrence Alls and his first – real big breakout game as a JMU Duke, 4 catches, 70 yards. What else, what does he provide you, giving you another weapon on offense?
Well, the biggest thing is he gives us quality depth. And then, you know, he has a little bit more height and a little bit more size than some of the other guys, and to go along with the speed. And so now all of a sudden, you know, if Damo's winded or whatever, or we can play them together so that you got a, you know, a fairly lengthy guy on each side of the ball, you know, certainly it challenges opposing offenses or opposing defenses. And I don't know how much people had, you know, really knew about him before Saturday, but you know, his performance does not surprise me at all, and he has improved every single week since he's gotten here, and I would expect him to continue to improve as the season wears on.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good week.
All right, you too.